Great to be joined by Brad Downs now, Farmington golf coach. And the past weekend was very good for the Farmington boys golf team. And we're looking forward to three of the nights participating in the state tournament coming up on Monday and Tuesday. But Brad, you guys finished third in your sectional, and you had three golfers qualify for the state tournament. But hey, let's start right at the top. Dylan Wiles won the sectional tournament, shot a 74. Were these performances by these three individuals, and in particular Dylan, were those kind of performances that you expected out of them, or did they surprise you a little bit?
No, I expected Jonah and Dylan to play well. Dylan's been putting it really well the last couple weeks. He made a little change to his putting stroke, and it's certainly paying off for him. I was really excited for Dylan to be able to come out on top in the sectional. He had some things to prove after last year. He didn't get to where he wanted to get last year, and his attitude has been great this year, and his demeanor on the golf course the whole day at the sectional the other day was just unbelievable, and I was just so excited for him to be on top and finish where he did. Jonah, you know, last year as a freshman, we came out with high expectations for him, knew he had the ability to do it, and he's been playing really well the last 3 weeks as well. So to get him through was not a total surprise. I kind of expected him to do well. Alden getting through was a surprise for us. Alden had one of his best rounds of the season, and certainly picked the right day to do that, so I'm real proud of him as well.
I guess he did, as they all finish in the top 20, and you've got a couple of guys that are just sophomores. You mentioned Jonah was a freshman last year, and then Alden a freshman last year as well. So, you know, I guess if you're going to pick a guy, you know, to win it, that sectional, I mean, you got to feel good that your senior, kind of in his last go-around in high school, did that.
Sure, yeah. Like I said, Dylan felt like he had something to prove this year, and he certainly did that the other day, and reached his goal of making it to state this year. So yeah, we're real proud of him.
I've talked with a lot of people, Coach Downs, that you know, that play golf around the area, and they all tell me that the courses are, you know, just soaked. Were the conditions part of the challenge or not?
We were actually at Crown Point, but yeah, it was crazy. You know, the golf course received over 5.5 inches of rain last week. The maintenance crew, Nick Cannon, and our maintenance crew at Crown Point did a wonderful job of just getting us able to play on the golf course. It was very wet. I was out there both Saturday and Sunday, kind of checking the golf course. We had practice rounds on Sunday. The rough at Crown Point, if anybody's familiar with that golf course, knows our rough is pretty healthy, and it's much healthier now than it has been in a long time. But exactly what you said, I actually played the golf course Monday evening for our league, and I'm not going to lie to you, I struggled. And for those guys to shoot the scores that they did, especially Dylan, is really a feat in itself, and to be commended for sure.
Do you club up on conditions like that because you know you're not going to, you know, get a roll, or do you make any modifications to your plan?
You know, actually, we really kind of club down, to be honest with you, because we want to hit something out of that with a little more loft, and I preach to the kids that just get it. If you're in the rough, get it back out in the fairway, and kind of take your medicine, but eliminate any more trouble, because if they try to play down the rough like that, it's going to create a big number on that hole. So our kids did a really good job. Dylan hit fairways all day, that really made a difference with his score as well.
Were the greens a little slower?
The greens were really, really good.
Yeah.
They mowed and rolled the greens, I think, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before we played. And the greens were by far the best part of the golf course. Golf course in great shape, you know, just outside of being wet and not being able to mow in some certain spots, but the greens were really, really good.
Good deal. Well, you'll play at the Columbia Country Club in the Class 3 State Championships. Wiles, the sectional winner there, and then Jonah finished 7th in sectionals, and then Alden Klug. I'm glad you told me how to say his name. His last name is spelled K-L-U-G, but pronounced Clue, so that's very helpful for a radio guy. You guys will get to practice Sunday and then play Monday and Tuesday. Do any of the guys have any experience on the Columbia Country Club course?
No, I don't think any of them have played it. It's a private club up there. I went to school up there, and I've never even been on a golf course. But we've been doing a little research, and it looks like it's going to be a very, very, very nice golf course for them to play, and a lot of trees and kind of an old golf course is the way it looks to me. I've heard a lot of good things about it, that it's a very good golf course. So we're excited to have the opportunity, for sure.
When you do a practice round, what are you taking note of? Obviously, you take mental notes. I'm sure you write down some things. As you go through there, what are you doing to prepare?
Well, what we try to do is pick our targets off the tee, for each hole, kind of look at where – you never want to think in a negative manner, but we always try to look at spots where we can miss, and we look for spots where we can't miss, and put together a plan. And we do a lot of chipping and putting on the greens at each hole to kind of figure out breaks and things like that. Sometimes they'll give us a little hint of where the pins might be for the tournament, so we look for those spots and try to chip and putt to those spots on the green, and definitely try to get a feel for the speed of the greens as well.
Do the guys, Coach Downs, have different strengths, or do they have very similar strengths, these three guys?
They all do something a little different. Dylan's pretty consistent, and like I said earlier, Dylan's really been putting it very well. Alden's strength is around the greens. If he misses a green, he tends to chip the ball really well, and give himself a good chance to save a par or a bogey. Jonah's iron play is really good. He hits the ball pretty long off the tee as well, but his iron play is really good. He tends to hit it pretty close to the hole. He makes several birdies in a round, or has potential to make several birdies in a round. And Dylan does too, because Dylan putts it so well. No different strengths probably for each of them, but the goal is to put it all together for a couple of days here, and hopefully they can have some success.
I know in a way it's an individual sport, but I also know when you're on a golf team like that, having a good strong tie as a team can really help the individuals. Have you seen that this year?
Yeah, this has been a really good group. I give them trouble all the time because they nitpick each other all the time, just like guys do, and I kind of have to get it under wraps a little bit with them. But they've been a really good group, and like you said, golf is an individual sport. I preach to them once we get to our tournament each season, postseason stuff. I preach to them that, it's individual sport. You take care of what you need to do individually, and if you take care of that, then our team stuff kind of falls into place. And unfortunately for us, it didn't do that at sectionals. We needed one more to go count a team score at state, but the future looks bright because we had one freshman that was in our top five that did not qualify, JP Rubel, but the future definitely looks bright with the guys that we've got qualified and what we have coming back next year.
Sounds great. Coach, congratulations on your guys' success, and we wish you all the best moving forward to the state tournament, where you'll be playing in Columbia on Monday and Tuesday.
Appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do for us, Chad.
You betcha. Brad Downs, a golf coach for Farmington High, taking three golfers to the state tournament next week in Columbia.